middle of a simon shin chof aleph, halachas of amendif malachas regarding the preparing of food, siv ches on page 296, kafram ches on the base. Says mechaber in kaisus in melech, we don't crush salt, but mother shall eat with a wooden mortar. Of medasik could be yotchal sakim, but you could crush it with the handle of a knife. Beitz hapar vein lechayshus, and you don't have to be concerned. Hagas says Rama, but davke melech hagas, that's specifically with thick salt, coarse salt. Of a melech shalei dak matzil, but salt that was originally thin, and this bashal manas b'sizim was cooked and became clumps. Mut lechot chabesakin, you let it cut it with a knife. Gemara shchayt chapas, like you cut bread. Says the kol, says mishmar sibkan chavav. You can't crush salt with a madoich made of shalates. But koshki madoich shalavim for sure. Madach made out of stone. The miyuchad yisladicha, that's even more designated for crushing. Even if it's intentionally put right away the salt into the dish, silver been in both of these types, keeping them miyuchad and ladicha, since they're designated for crushing, which the Sharetzin Islam and Av says is not similar to later on in Sifyut Beis, because there it's talking about with a knife. Over here, it's designated for it, and therefore it's problematic. Sifkat and Chabzayin. But he said, but you could crush it biyad b'chul with the handle of a knife. Avlachat chedak dak b'chul for the sakina, but to cut it very thin with the sharp part of the knife, that's usher, that is going to be forbidden, which the Dershu 42 brings, that even though the salt is not gedul karka, it doesn't grow from the ground, and food items that don't grow from the ground, like meat and fish, the Shulchanach says in Septes, there's no isra abtoichin, Shulchanach Rabbi, since salt is not eaten on its own, only through a mixture, it's considered like a spice, and not like meat or fish, and therefore, it's problematic. Sukkot chavches, and so it's with a handle of shalsakan of a knife. Yudasik b'kaar, because you also crush it in a plate or on the table. But not in a mortar or a or in the grinder. But kanaga b'kil gabe pulpulin, like we said before, by pepper, which is that you have to do some two types of shina. Now, as the Sharetzin Lam Beis says, even though Biagret sounds like that he's lenient to crush salt with the handle of a knife, even in a modach, however, it's definitely difficult to be lenient in practice because all the chayim are stringent by pepper, they stringent also over here. Sivkat and Chavtez. So he said, if you do with the handle of a knife or the itzapar, then you don't have to, you don't have to be concerned. Because you're going to mutlafar a melech lapil, but you're sure you're allowed to crush the salt or the pepper in your hands. Sivkat and Lamed. Rama said, now this whole halacha was specifically by coarse salt, but salt that was originally thin and got cooked and became clumpy, then Simkon Lamed it permitted lechot chabesak to cut it with a knife. I know, I feel a dak, even very thin, like cutting bread. Because there's no grinding of the grinding. It was already thin. However, with a mortar, af melech is also lechtesh, says the Shabbos over there, that even this salt is forbidden to grind. The reason for this, says the Dershu 44, is the Sharetzin says later on Sivkan and Tovkav Dalad. It's astringent because the Maris Ain, not because Isser Teichin. He adds on that this Isser is not so clear, and for that reason, it's possible according to all opinions, Yom Tov, but one does not have to be astringent regarding this, just like to permit to crush pepper with a mortar on Yom Tov, even though on Shabbos it's forbidden to do that. So it's not such a clear Isser. Says Mishra further, because of Prima Gadam, the Tzukil, sugar, Gamkid Dinik Melchizeh, also has a halacha like this, a salt, that you're allowed to cut it with a knife. Siv test. Mutalach the bosom of Ushla, it's all the Alara cut cooked meat or roasted meat, dak, basakin very thin with a knife. I go to the Mavel. Also, lach the dak, basakhel of the knife, but you don't cut very thin raw meat in front of the birds. The oil when you're saying lach the blechit, since they cannot eat it without cutting it. From mashvela oichel, so the trip is less than involved. You're actually making the food item. Finally, come on, Simon Shinchov Dal, says Mishbru Sivkan Lamadav. So he said, Mutalachtach, you let a cut cooked meat very thin with a knife. Dein tchinel b'gdol the karka, because the halach of grinding, which we'll be talking about, which is when you cut very thin, as long as like grinding is only a thing that grew from the ground. Dead animals also called something that grows in the ground, the fish eating the zenith of that karka, because it gets fed from the ground. However, one should not make it forbidden over here. Anyways, yes, place in this relu, the halach of the hold. Dein shayt tchinel b'chalon. There's no halacha grinding by food items. Even if you intend to leave it for a later point in time, Sivkan Lamed Beis. So Mechaber said, you let it cut cooked meat, oitzali, or roast. Even someone they cannot chew it. Because it's harsh, hard. But through cutting it, is making it edible. Still, you're allowed to cut it. Because you go after the majority of the world, which generally cutting roasted meat is not making it. Therefore, it's not considered a malacha of makom patish or something like that. Gimel. The Rambam then said, but you don't cut very thin raw meat in front of the birds. Since they can't eat it without cutting it. But someone meant to say is like this. They can remember, you could say the Tama place is the reason the place is not whole, the ain't chin bachal. The reason why there's no grinding before the hand shum named Sarach Tchina, because it doesn't need grinding. The boy, if you want, you could have eaten as it was whole. Not the case over here. They can't eat at all without cutting. So the cutting is making it into food, and therefore grinding would be applicable. It's somewhere where you're cutting and you're leaving. That the bird sheet later on. But if you're cutting in front of them, they hear right away. That little bit of culture, and that according to evidence, like I made, like we see later on, that's considered derech achila. So we said that kamash v'le'oichel, you make it into food item, therefore it's forbidden. But we're bringing sivka lamadal, but yesh mekin b'zeh, those who are lenient and say it's not a problem. Sivka lamad, hey, and then the Ramah said, finally come on simashin chabadal, which Mishbur says the siv zayin. Finally, that is the Shamavu. There you see the Shiva Oichle Shorbe Shabbos. Making something edible is permitted on Shabbos. It was told when you're not cutting it too thin. That's the Magen Brum from later on. Siv Yud. Also, Ligra Gvin B'Shabbos. It's prohibited to grate the cheese on Shabbos. The Moidar Chodetz Balpias, which is type of a saw that's double edged. Shekurin, Ra Live. Says Mishbur Sekurin, Sivkal Mavav Shekurin, Ra Live. Losh Ashkenaz in German, it's called Ribbeisen, which is a type of a grater. The Kimichek Lemiochalikot, since the vessel is designated for this purpose, it's a weekday type of activity. But similar to grinding spices in the mortar, so too any other vessel is designated for that. Vimkin, if that's the case, even if you want to eat it right away, it's forbidden. But you could cut it with a knife. The cheese very thin. Like we said previously, we said test and bus regarding the meat. The gam is an indicator of the karka. The cheese also doesn't grow from the ground. Even if it's very hard, the cheese is permitted. Since with great difficulty, at least you could chew it. The shem has the name of a food item on it. But then something is the mitlachat chabikard mamigdera. So too, you could cut it with a hatchet or with a saw. Shavshim became a this, even though their vessel is generally used for prohibited things like building. You're allowed to move them for the purposes of if you needed themselves. Commercials by like we explained. That's when I was Shabbos the market brown. Now, something that you don't want to eat and to taste it, not to give it to a child to eat. Then you're not allowed to chew your teeth to grind it. Because of grinding. Even though you're doing it in an abnormal way, but regarding circumcision, something like this, like but in general, to grind something by chewing it, that wasn't permitted. You're allowed to water something that's detached, because it doesn't wilt. Sivkan Lamazayin says, Mishwes, I tell you what's detached. Hainu. That is, Yerok is Telushim. Detached vegetables. But the reason is, given to him, Rum Lachil, but since they're edible today, Mutlash Kirsten, you're allowed to water them. Mashayim Medobash in Rol Lachil, which is not the case, but something that's not edible. Asal Trech Mashul, you're not allowed to put in the effort because of them. But Jashar Tzim Mamalv says, that is, even if they're fit to be moved, they're not Mukta from the Gemara, Sukkot Abmezim and Aleph, in the Mishnah and Shabbos. You can put back, but you can't add on. And to put water on something that's detached is not better than definitely from adding on. That's how it's obvious also in the Simishalam of Gimel Mogad Ram. That even branches that were prepared from before Shabbos that were ready to move, even so you not put water on them, and this take a lot of keeping them in water. Look over there in the Mishnah Brewer. It says in the Mishnah Brewer further over here, Vainly Kamam, Simishalam of Bob, Sibir Abago, and Rabba Mashik, Samisha Mishnah Brewer, we say we're ready within the Mishnah Brewer. Bahashkis and Mechubba to water what's attached, Yeshme is there, that's a biblical prohibition. Clay and the Shartin, that's my base, that's when the Gemara might cut the base because of your Chirish and Zerea. Look over there when you ordered something. And Sid Mishbura, Kli Cheres, earthenware vessel, and Isri Baisim Abayas with aromatic spices on in the house. Gramkin slash Kris Mashabas, you also not let a water in the Mashabas. That's been begun later on. Sid Mishbura, look over there.
Yeah, look at the mask of the Hoyal Bahulu that Ramah had said, but to cut the raw meat in front of the birds very thin, that's forbidden. because since they can't eat it without it, so you're making like a noichel. This is Lugamish Brisiv Kat Nama Gimel, what I wrote, which it says that, even though ain't chindu eichlin, it's because you could eat it as it is, which is not the case over here. It says, not from the words of Magen Avraham, El Rabba, and the Mechaber to answer the question of the Taz later on, submission Chabdal Sib Zayin, that the Mechaber paskins over there, that Shiva Eichlo is Mutter B'Shabbos, you're allowed to make a food out of Shabbos. So, but they write that the Issa regarding this is because of Teichin, of grinding, as we explained, where that's what they say, Achitach Mashvel Eichlo B'Sheikh by Tchina. That's the doggish that the Mishbu is trying to say, and that's what they're addressing. The word that the Ramah says, Kamashvel Eichel, that's not so meduktik so much according to that, the way they're explaining. The Maschel Be'enim Bechulu, that the bird can eat it, like cannot eat it like that without cutting. Now, if they could eat it, under pushing circumstance without cutting, so then, says the Belacha, you have to look into this a little bit. That's a question of people regarding if that would be problematic or not. And the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, when he has in mind to feed it to them at a later point in time, he said, like I wrote in Mishnah Berurah, that even though Prima Gadim in this segment is not sure regarding this, it's possible that they didn't permit only but something that's fit for human consumption. Later on, Simishan Chabdal, he holds like the way I wrote, that's a sound that could be our grud, that he brings a proof from this halacha, the Rashba, from that it sounds like the Gemara Shabbos to Kufnan Hey, that Shachas, the immature grain and carobs that would permit it to cut in front of the animals, if not because of putting in effort regarding food items, obviously that even by Shachas, the Shemaich Behema, it is permitted. And some of the deer shoe number 42. Deer shoe number 45. The Mishmur said there's no grinding only by something that grows from the ground. So Chaznesh explains that it doesn't mean that anything that doesn't grow from the ground, there's no halacha of problematic isra of teichin, like you have by the isra of ma'amar and dash, which only apply by things that grow from the ground, because if someone crushes clumps of earth, he's chayv for teichin. Rather, what it means to say is that you don't have Teichen by Dava Meichel only when it's Gedul Karka. However, someone that's not a Meichel, he would have Teichen even though it's not Gedul Karka. And he adds on that even though the Malach of Teichen was not in the Mishkan only by Gedul Karka, like the Malachas of Ma'amar and Dash, however, you don't learn that from the Mishkan the specifics of the Malach, only the Tzura, the form, and Emer is something that's not Gedul Karka, is considered like a change of the form of the Malach, which is not the case by Teichen of the Vashem Gedul Karka that doesn't. It's not a deviation from the actual form of the malach, and that would be problematic. Dish number 46, Chasnish holds not to be lenient to cut a food item that's not gedulei karka, only close to the meal. Dishu 48. So the Mishmar said, Hariza derech chol. Now, how to qualify uvdin the chol, that one's not allowed to do a weekly activity, what's called not Shabbistic, on Shabbos? The Kalkel Shabbos writes that the Chum did not make forbidden doing a specific action only one of three different ways. Number one, an action you have to be concerned that it might come through that to do malacha. Number two, an action that has a huge effort. And number three, an action that's similar to one of the malachas. Chubazigiz Maisha writes that Uvd Nechayil is that when you do a malacha in a good form, like the way the malacha is generally done permanently in the weekday, and it's not recognizable you're doing a Litzarek Shabbos, only like in a temporary way and not being particular regarding that malacha should be done in a nice way. Shlom Zalman writes that it would look like Ubd Chol is any action that you normally do it at a time when you're engaged in something that's forbidden to do on Shabbos, and where he concludes his words that even so, doesn't know something very clear regarding this. Dish number 49. Crushing things that don't have a problem about Teichen, but where the vessel is designated for grinding, like crushing potatoes. Shlom Zalman writes that it's possible that it's forbidden because it's considered as derech chol, because it's logical that usually crush with this vessel also things that are forbidden because of teichen. Now, a vessel that's designated for cutting eggs into pieces, egg slicer, Shlom Zalman holds that it's permitted to cut with that on Shabbos, and it's possible it's permitted even things that would have a problem with teichen, but obviously the grind with it is forbidden, and it's not considered as a derech chol, because since this vessel is made from just many regular blades, it's considered like other utensils that are used at the meal. That's what's written in Shabbos Yigizmash, and he explains that since this vessel is not only for it, meaning it's only for slices, that's no problem with teichen at all, so utilizing it does not have a problem of the chol. Now, a vessel is designated to cut with, only close to the meal, Shlomo Zalman writes that you don't have the utility, any prohibition because of Ud Nechol, because it's permitted to cut food items close to the meal. And if that's the case, so this vessel is not considered as a vessel that you grind with, only it's like forks and knives. And similarly, this he writes about regarding a vessel that's designated to select with for immediate usage. For example, let's say you have a container of tea that has like a filter of the tea leaves that you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, and it's not considered Ud Nechol, because since you're allowed to select food from the waste matter close to the meal, if that's the case, it's not considered as a kli that you do bar with, it's considered like a regular kli suda, which would be permitted. Dish number 50, we said you're allowed to water things that are detached, even though he's not going to eat it today, it's not considered as preparing from Shabbos to the weekend. The reason for this, the writes Shulchan Aruch, since the vegetables are edible today, it's not recognizable that you're putting it from Shabbos to the weekday, because it's possible you'll eat it today.